This is sad only version of Sci Center, October 29, 2023.
Hi everyone. Thank you all for helping choose this topic of devotion. We are really excited to dig into this for the next 4 weeks. Tonight's quote also is a little extra special. I was given by Sat all of the old Reno Sci Center newsletters that Sat put together herself, and I found this quote in it. So Sat chose this quote many years ago, and I'm super excited to be talking about it again. Well, first time for me because I wasn't here, but you get it. The proof of the rain is the wetness of the ground. Likewise, the proof of true devotion is in the peace of mind that the aspirant has attained, the peace which protects him against the onslaught of failures, the peace in which he is unruffled by loss and dishonor, the peace that does not perturb his mind with anger, hatred, jealousy, conceit, and lower passions, the peace which makes him feel tranquil, unconcerned, and unattached under all circumstances and with all human natures. Know that you are the embodiment of that peace. First question, what does devotion mean to you? How do you practice or experience it? What is it for you? I'd love to hear from everyone.
After a few sharing, Sat says,
you know, human being has a lot of devotion. Devotion is being devoted to. They got devotion to wife. They got devotion to children. They got devotion to their position. They got devotion to eating good food. They seek after it. They have devotion to their imagination and their thoughts. They have devotion to their ego. They're devoted to it. None of which will stop them from being a pile of ashes. None of them. And yet, so often, the temporary is sought after and devoted to, and the permanent is completely ignored. And in order to know about the permanent, you need a guide, a guru. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the truth of the matter. Because, like you brought an example, Baba said about eating, when a blind person comes to your house, you put two plates because they have companion bringing them in. The humanity is blind. And very few that work so damn hard, they they devoted their life. Have come throughout the history. Don't tell me I'm devoted to truth. Nobody even knows what the truth is unless somebody worked really hard to bring it out. And that person are the saint, sages, prophets, avatars. Let's give gratitude to them tonight. Every one of them. They presented the truth when there is nothing but falsehood in the mind of humanity. Let's give some credit and put our ego aside. Let's realize that every word of truth that came out of the men and women before us, they sweated, they blooded for it. Let's take a moment. Now we are sitting here and talking about devotion. What do we know? What they've had to go through. Let's for a moment think how much they sacrifice. Not only for themselves. Baba, one of the biggest examples, Shridi Baba. Baba, Nisargadatta, Ramana, Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus, Moses. Let's dwell on that for a moment. And we talk about our devotion. What kind of devotion they had. That's why the subject of devotion is very touchy for me. I stay away from it. Because this is how I get. I have a wall in my cave that I visit. It's all pictures of any one of them that has helped me, even with one sentence. And I call them my friends. Just remember the ancient truth that came through Vedas, Upanishads, Quran, Angel, Bible, whatever they are. I know it's messy, religion is horrible nowadays, but it's not what it was meant to be. People sweated, they lost their lives to bring us to this room with gratitude. So let's have a moment of homage to guides and gurus. And say, not a drop was unspoken. Sorry, something really got to me. We would none of us be here without a guru or guide. Let's put our ego aside.
Baba talks about the proof of true devotion. For me, this proof, I heard this when I first started on the path, not this exact quote, but from you, that like, this is what it's going to be like. You are going to be okay. And I was so miserable that I just, that hope for that was enough. And now I can look back after all these years and I was unable to leave my house. I was so anxious and unhappy. And I was just, the hope of it was enough. And now I look back after all these years and the proof has been there. And I am all those things that you promised. And it's a very big deal. And
yeah, it was promised to me. It was promised to me. This is what I'm saying, the lineage of those that came before us. And I'm not putting myself in that category. But we are so infatuated with our own devotion. And yet we're receiving a paved road, you know? Look at what they had to do to bring us here. When I went to India, I was in my 20s, and I was very naive. And it started from there. Had I not heard and were guided, and then guided from different sources. And for a moment tonight, this energy bubbled in my heart. We're talking about our devotion. What about their devotion? What about how they had to labor? Not only for themselves. We sit in a comfortable room. They could be on top of the mountain in cold and not knowing where their next food is coming. For whatever reason that I became very sentimental to just every so often not only look at our own pure devotion, but to also said, who prompted this devotion in me? Who brought this incredible divine love, stimulated, not brought it, stimulated in my heart? What would my life be like had it not been for a hard work of another person, you know? So that's my devotion.